My name is Ross Scott. I'm a member of the Gippsland Environment Group. And previously in my working life, I was the general manager of Lake Wellington Rivers Authority. So I've had a lot to do with rivers and the Gippsland Lakes in the past. I live on Banksia Peninsula on the Gippsland Lakes.
And Ross, you've been observing this algal bloom for some weeks now.
Indeed, it's not some weeks, it's some months. It's been in various degrees, but it got more intense over the last weeks to the extent that the Department of Land, Water and Planning put out advisories not to let your kids in the water, your dog in the water, and don't eat the bivalves, the shellfish.
Is this one of the worst algal blooms that you've seen?
No, it's not. But in the last decade or so, yes. Because the reason I say that is because I've been coming here for 62 years, so I've seen a few, but they're becoming more frequent. And the concern I have is that we've now got the lakes marine because of the deeper entrance, which is 3 metres deeper than it used to be in before 2008. And so we've got this underlying marine water. When fresh water comes in over the top, we've got the perfect stratified situation that can trigger off a bloom if it's fed with nutrients from West Gippsland.
So it's been fairly unpleasant for you to have to look out over Duck Arm and see this algal bloom. It's finally started to dissipate.
Yes, we anticipated that this would happen because this bloom that we've got is a nodularia. It's a blue-green algae and it doesn't like cold weather. So we've been waiting for a cold snap and it appears that it's just settled it down on the bottom, that we can actually see the bottom now. And very soon we will revert back to something like normal, whatever normal is now, because of the changed ecological condition of the lakes.
Do you expect that there'll be ongoing algal blooms in the lakes that will actually last longer? Is this sort of the beginning, do you think, of algal blooms hanging around for a lot longer? Or has it just been a set of climatic conditions that made this one of the worst for a long time?
Yeah, I think it's this very wet season that we've had has extended the period of the bloom, but we are sure going to see more algal blooms because until we start to address the nutrients coming from West Gippsland into Lake Wellington and monitor those and test the flows flowing from the Latrobe into Lake Wellington, we're not going to reduce the incidence or the impact of these blooms.
What's the answer, do you think?
Good management. That's a rarity, isn't it? I would suggest to the state government that they have a look at what the federal government's just done. They have amalgamated water and environment, which is a natural combination, and Victoria has split it so that the water minister now is quite separate to the environment minister, and she is pushing for increased irrigation, which means increased nutrient loads and pollutant loads, pharmaceuticals and whatever, being discharged in high flow events into the lake chain and feeding just what we've had, an algal bloom.
We talk about what's happening with the entrance and the fresh ocean water coming into the lake system. There are other factors, though, contributing, do you believe, to the algal bloom?
Indeed. If we just stick to the increased saltwater intrusion into the lakes, we've had the invasion of marine species, such as the green European shore crab, which has wiped out fisheries around the world because it destroyed the food chain. We've got it. And they are a great breeder and a great spreader. Following them, we have the leopard shark and the draftboard shark and the stingray, which eat these crabs. So they've invaded. And we've got the Thresher Shark, and a few others, which I can't name right now. But we've got about five species of shark in the lakes. So that has impacted on the lakes itself.
Any other factors?
I don't know where to start. The freshwater flows are of great concern. Now, people in East Gippsland, in Manyanaville, you don't need a window on such a sunny day. People have come from Melbourne to relax, and there's no fight in them to protect the health of the Gippsland lakes. We've got Melbourne is predicted to run out of water by 2028. They have plans, they're not making it very obvious, to tap into Blue Rock Dam and feed it down to the Mornington Peninsula, to harvest the Tangier West Stream, which feeds into Blue Rock, and put it in a pipeline and poke it over the Frangipani Saddle back into the Melbourne system, to dam and divert the Aberfeldy, which is a free-flowing stream that feeds into the Thompson just below the dam, and to put a couple of dams in the McAllister and get those back into Melbourne. Now, that is denying the Gippsland Lakes the normal freshwater flows that it needs. That's on top of the Thompson Dam being built and Blue Rock being built, and also the old Glen Maggie Dam also harvesting water that normally would flow into the lakes. And we have an environmental disaster coming up. And at the same time, we have a water minister who is pushing for increased irrigation, which will mean that they will be fed from the flow-stressed Latrobe River and the McAllister River. Not a good look.
Thanks for talking to us today, Ross.
I just hope that this might do some good and get the state government to amalgamate environment and water.